The Mother Earth Report with Belinda Matlitsky.
Hello, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. In a very rainy Cape Town.
Yeah, which means that we're going to be getting some cold weather. I guess that's just where the cookie crumbles. Belinda, let's talk about these. What are we talking about? Spiders.
Spider silk.
Spider silk, yes.
So what we're looking at here is bioinspiration, biomimetics, and actually finding solutions for very human problems, looking at nature. And Dr. Professor Carol Bourquin from the University of Geneva in Switzerland has found an incredibly innovative way to deliver vaccines straight to white blood cells, and not only to one type of blood cell, but the T cells that are very difficult to target. And she's using spider silk for this.
How does that work?
So spider silk is a protein fiber. It's made out of a substance called fibroin. It's spun by spiders. You know, when they make their webs and the sticky nets to catch their prey. And this protein is remarkably powerful. It's very, very strong. And in this particular case, she has formed microcapsules, and she's inserted a peptide inside using the synthetic spider silk microcapsules, and it goes straight through and delivers these vaccines. And it's a biopolymer that's 5 times stronger than steel of the same diameter. This isn't the only use of spider silk, but this is the most recent discovery, and it's going to be highly significant because these microcapsules are resistant to high temperatures of over 100 degrees Celsius. So the vaccines are easy to store, which is quite a breakthrough. The current vaccines have only limited action on these white blood cells, and this could change many conditions that at the present cannot be vaccinated against.
Interesting.
And it's not the only health sector or only purpose that one can use this bioengineering for, because the spider silk proteins can be used for cardiac insufficiency. And we have such widespread irreversible loss of cardiac muscle cells. And I mean, the rate of heart attacks is remarkably high, and the cardiac muscle tissue can actually be replaced by these fibers made of spider silk. And they hope to 3D print the artificial silk proteins using E. coli bacteria to produce them in greater quantities. And this artificial cardiac tissue has been developed by the University of Erlangen in Nuremberg.
I don't really understand the E. coli, though. E. coli, the plague. E. coli can kill you. So I'm not really sure about the E. coli.
Yeah, the E. coli, they use them as factories. What's amazing is to what degree we can reprogram bacteria and viruses. Not enough yet to stop all of the plagues and lurgies that we experience. But here the problem is to actually produce enough spider silk. And they've got quite innovative with this. You're not only going to need your E. coli, they've done very strange things. And for those who absolutely freak out about genetic engineering, they will not be pleased to hear that there are goats that have been genetically modified to secrete silk proteins.
Yes, and they're milk. It's fascinating.
No, it's totally. And there's silkworms that have been genetically altered to express these spider proteins. And there's even a patent where tobacco and potato plants have been modified to produce these proteins. So literally no leaf, never mind, no stone is being left unturned over here.
Fascinating. Belinda, I'm sorry, but we are out of time. We're going to have to leave it there today. But can we maybe follow up on more of these, innovations where they're combining genetics and using different, is it a biome? Would you call it a biome?
Bioengineering. Biomimetics.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where we can find out more about it.
Okay.
Thank
super.
You so much.
See you
Thank
next
you,
week.
Belinda. God bless.